This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
All right, we're back live. Mike Adams riding the shotgun with us. Anna Giratali is a writer for the Washington Examiner. She says, according to my law enforcement sources in El Paso, who gave me the apprehended shooter's name and age, a second suspect was killed when police responded to the Walmart shooting. Police have not disclosed this info yet. Mayor says otherwise, but my sources says second suspect is dead. Now, again, this is a respected reporter that's talking to police that she says gave her the name and photo of the guy before it even broke. And they're saying, no, we killed somebody. And the witnesses, there's dozens of these videos, said they either saw multiple shooters or saw people in full black with mask on. You don't just confuse one guy without wearing a mask with guys wearing masks. This is amazing information. So there you have Washington Examiner reporting that the police said, no, we killed somebody else, but they're being told be quiet. Just like Vegas, folks. Just like Vegas. So there's some big stuff going on here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's play a clip of a few of the witnesses. Here it is. Wait, to see some men running in. One person, yes.
Okay. Por lo menos
dos. Three or four
people.
How were they dressed? They were dressed in black.
Whoever I can, but I was just so worried about those kids, man, because ain't no telling. I heard it was more than one shooter. I heard it was four. And I'm just worried about those kids. I wasn't even really worried about. I was trying to pick up the kids, man. I wasn't really worried about myself, so.
And we've got witness after witness. We just played them last segment saying the same thing, Mike Adams.
Yes, Alex, what's crucial to understand about all of this is the fact that one person could not have possibly carried out this shooting according to any kind of common sense analysis. Number one, he's firing an AK-47, which uses 7.62x39 ammunition, and that ammunition has a conical shape, which is why the magazines are curved, which means magazines that are curved will tend to flop out of your pockets if you don't secure them. People who've never done running and gunning probably don't realize this, but you have to have a chest rig to carry spare magazines for an AK-47. You can't just slap it in the back pocket. It'll
and
fall
you can
out
see, you can see he
out.
Doesn't have anything in his pockets, anything on his back. He just has one banana clip.
Yeah, exactly. He would have had to have a chest rig. He would have needed a minimum of 3 to 4 magazines to carry this out. You don't shoot and kill 20 people and wound almost 30 people with one 30-round magazine, which is what is shown in that screenshot. Even the best shooters, military-trained shooters, miss all the time. You know, 90% plus of all the shots fired by soldiers are misses. You know, I mean, it's probably like 98%. It's not easy to carry out what he is alleged to have done. And I'm not saying that people weren't shot. People were obviously shot and killed, but they were clearly shot and killed by more than one assailant. That's my point. More than one, and the eyewitnesses are saying that they were masked assailants. So, you know, put the pieces of this puzzle together. It's pretty obvious what happened.
And again, we'll add in post to this when we upload it, the photo of him coming into the supposed Walmart, and he doesn't have any of the stuff added to him. That's key to add in post, absolutely essential for TV viewers.
Yeah.
And for radio listeners, so that they can see that he's coming in, he doesn't have any of the gear on, nothing in his pockets. That is a critical piece of evidence that you just raised there, Mike Adams.
Right, and the photo shows that he's a right-handed shooter. So when you're reloading an AK and you're a right-handed shooter, you're reloading with your left hand. Your left hand is what's reaching for the magazine. So you would position and stage magazines on the left side of your body, the left side of the chest rig or the left side of a battle belt. A battle belt, the magazines would normally be stacked so that they're positioned vertically on that battle belt. They would be very obvious. They would not be difficult to see. I mean, they stick out. They're curved magazines, again, because of the shape of the brass of the AK rounds. So it's clear this guy had one magazine. That's it. And you can't do this shooting with one magazine. And we even if they threw spare magazines on the ground.
This Crucius, the El Paso shooter, couldn't have done this.
Not with one magazine. It's impossible. And even military people.
They don't even have this guy on the ground. I mean, this whole thing is just unbelievable. Well, you can see how the media is acting. They're going to make their move. The FBI says more shootings are coming. And the American people are being told, turn our guns in. Wow.
Imagine if somebody told you 20 years ago that in the future, universities would be saying, don't use the term America or American, and that American flags would be seen as offensive, and that federal courts would be ruling that it's a hate symbol. That's all happening. The left are fascist authoritarians. They're bullies. They're criminals. And now they're trying to make us take down the American flag. They're saying the Betsy Ross flag, our original flag, is evil when she was an abolitionist. But people are fighting back. It's a symbol war. In this information war at InfoWarsStore.com. They're funding our operation, getting great t-shirts, a bunch of great designs, and standing up to the globalists. They're trying to shut down InfoWars. A true 360 win. So get your Betsy Ross flags and don't tread on me American flags, original designs at InfoWarsStore.com, and stand up to the globalists, stand up to the tyrants, and let them know these colors don't run. We're flying them proud.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, if you just joined us, we played four different witness reports. No, five. They were all very credible, saying we saw three or four shooters, black mask on. This guy comes in with one magazine, banana magazine, doesn't have anything in his pockets, appears not to have a backpack. How'd he do all this? Mike Adams is making a great point. And then Anna Geritelli is the reporter covering DHS, border, immigration, and alumni for Washington Examiner. She says, listen, I've talked to law enforcement. They killed another suspect, but have been told not to talk about it. And this just fits into everything. This whole thing, Mike Adams of naturalnews.com, stinks to high heaven. And I think you've been making the right point. With all the media,
I have another huge point here, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but when people are trained to be shooters, whether in the military or in as private citizens, the only time you wear ear pro and eye pro, that's protection for your ears and eyes, is when you are engaged in training. This so-called shooter was wearing ear protection and eye protection, which means that in his mind, he believed this was a training exercise. You don't go into a suicide mission worried about whether or not your ears are going to work after you kill a bunch of people and get killed yourself. He, in his mind, believed this was a training exercise, and it's visual proof right there.
And let me add more. What about the Antifa individual who said he loves Satan and all the rest of it up in Ohio? He was reportedly, ABC News is reporting, CNN is reporting, was wearing ear protection as well.
Well, I hadn't heard that yet. If that's confirmed, that's yet another just shocking example of this. You have to start to wonder, did these people believe they were firing blanks? Did these people believe they were aiding law enforcement in a training exercise to protect innocent people from Antifa terrorism, perhaps? And you've alluded to that possibility. Again, we don't know exactly what happened. We're asking a lot of what-if questions. But the visual evidence is undeniable. You don't go into a suicide mission wearing ear protection. You only wear that if you think it's a training exercise. It's very clear. And of course, the media won't allow you to ask any of these questions, and the tech giants have censored everybody who has an independent analysis of this. So you're not even allowed to analyze events anymore unless you agree with the official narrative, which, frankly, is unraveling by the hour.
Yeah, there's the CNN headline. He wore hearing protection. This is just unprecedented. And what I used to hear from some of the experts and people I trust is, they, in the future, they would use all these active shooter drills as the cover then for someone else to then come in and carry something out. But look, we know last year in Broward County, controlled by the Clintons, that the police stood down on purpose, and that David Hogg said he was at home when the shooting happened and got there after. But then he's in videos. I'm inside. I'm in the closet. He's outside shooting. I mean, which David Hogg is telling the truth here?
Well, it's very sad that Trump is parroting the mainstream media narrative here, saying that this is white supremacists behind all of this. Now, perhaps the El Paso shooter had some very bizarre racial segregation views, but those are the views actually espoused by Democrat KKK leaders who supported segregation and opposed integration. You know, it's the Democrat KKK that wanted blacks and whites to be separate, which is what this El Paso shooter has espoused. So, you know, Trump is falling for the media narrative on this, and he's calling for red flag laws. And he used a quote where he wants guns to be, quote, taken through rapid due process. Well, Alex, if it's rapid, it's not due process. So Trump is falling for this, and he needs to be alerted to the fact that he's playing right into the narrative of the gun control left.
All right. Well, one thing's for sure. I'm on the edge of my seat, and you can see the media saying it's Trump's fault. It's all gun owners' fault. It's QAnon's fault. It's my fault. It's Paul Joseph Watson's fault. The Southern Poverty Law Center that kind of writes the scripts for all this. We know they ran LAM City, the Oklahoma City bombing. That even came out in federal lawsuits and court documents that they were controlling major white supremacist groups across the country. They came out and said, oh, look, it's QAnon, Alex Jones. This guy's a fan of them. Off of people going on his social media, taking down that he was a Democrat, and adding that it's us. I mean, that right there is just bombshell information. This whole thing is unraveling, Mike Adams, incredibly quick. Well, we know you'll be following and covering it all at naturalnews.com. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay, we got Leo Zagami, who's an expert on false flags. He actually worked in the Italian Air Force and was involved on the edge of Operation Gladio that was a NATO plan staging hundreds of terror attacks to blame it on the left to maintain control. Some of our other guests were in and around Italy at the same time, like Steve Pachinik. But we're going to be talking to Leo Zagami coming up. But the fact is, this stuff goes on. It's not just in movies like Arlington Road. And when you got the Washington Examiner saying the police, you know, told their reporters that there were multiple shooters, and all these credible witnesses are like, no, I saw the shooters. They were running around three or four of them, and I was up close. They were wearing full black mask and everything. And then you got the one idiot running in whose dad's runs psychiatric facilities but only has a two-year degree. That's always really interesting. And then is in a cult, admittedly in a New Age cult that they run. I mean, that's always the M.O., psychiatric facilities, and they've got a cult on the side, and then, oh, members of the cult go out and do something. I'm not saying that's what happened here. I'm saying, with the whole history of things being staged, we'd be crazy if we weren't talking about it, we weren't looking at it. And to just see the media seize on this and try to create copycats, as the FBI is now warning, and to see gun owners blamed when still mass shootings don't even kill 100 people a year in this country. But the media hypes them like they're the end of the world. And they are for the people getting killed. It's terrible. They don't talk about the hundreds of thousands dead in Mexico or mass shootings every day there. No. They do it to invoke racial division. And then 8chan's taken down. But, oh, everybody else, Facebook, Twitter, they let you promote the manifesto. But then say, should we start censoring the web more to stop hateful manifestos? All the media does is create hate and division. We're going to go to break and come back with Leo Zagami, here in the U.S. right now, but also a researcher, expert on the Illuminati, how these secret societies work and operate. Say hi to Leo. Leo, how you doing, my friend? We're gonna go to you in just a second. I know you've got a lot coming up.
Great to be with you, and great to see that you're right on target with everything you're saying.
Well, I just can feel the energy and the danger right now, so we'll talk to you, my friend. Thanks for coming on short notice. And then please don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we are 100% here because of you. And they've clearly been trying to silence us. Everybody gets it up ahead of this. They don't want us here asking these questions. They don't want us here covering all these different angles. So, again, your financial support is how we operate. But folks love big sales, so it takes a lot of sales at this price. But people respond, so we're able to fund ourselves doing this. It's the first annual Banniversary. We got banned a year ago tomorrow, all over the Internet, store-wide sale, 50-60% off, InfoWars Live, free shipping, double Patriot points, a celebration of that we took a licking, but we're still ticking. It's the one-year anniversary of Alex Jones' InfoWars deplatforming. More than ever, the First and Second Amendment are being attacked and need to be defended. With an unprecedented 50 to 60% off InfoWars Life, free shipping and double Patriot points is the perfect opportunity for a 360 win. Get the following products on sale now and more. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. It's amazing. Brain Force Plus, incredible, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Ultra 12, that's the overall bestseller now. People love it. Strongest B12 out there, under the tongue, 50% off. Methylcobalamin. Real Red Pill Plus, 60% off, because that is such a sleeper product. Takes a few weeks to kick in, but if you just believe me and get it, you'll be blown away. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean, pure energy, all the minerals, all the vitamins, and five different types of slow-release caffeine for a good, clean, healthy burn. Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off. All Storable Foods, 50% off. Supermel Vitality, 50% off, and more with free shipping and double Patriot points. Free shipping and double Patriot points. But the New York Times, the London Guardian, the Washington Post, they all say, we need to shut Alex Jones down. Don't say his name. And Facebook says, okay, we won't allow you to even say his name in a positive light or his website. Well, they can't stop you from telling people. It's still up. It's still standing. Newswars.com, Infowars.com, with our own audio, our own video. And people are flooding in by the millions to watch the videos on our own platform, to listen to the show, and to share them via your email and your text message. Big tech can't stop you. This is America and the Western world, and we're going to make a stand better than the Chinese did against the Chi-Coms. We're going to break big tech together.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Mistake. You're living in incredibly historical times. I am so wound up by this, the energy and what's happening, that I'm just beside myself right now. This is it. The giant pedophile rings are being exposed. The world government's being exposed. The tyranny's being exposed. And the whole world government system is in collapse. And then magically the mass shootings start. And one of them is an admitted Antifa that says, Hail Satan. Almost 9 out of 10 are like that. And then you've got this other guy with his dad running psychiatric facilities and running a cult. Even the media says a cult leader. Well, that's mind control. And then you've got them going into social media and changing him from Democrat to Republican. And it just gets crazier and crazier and crazier and crazier. Please don't forget, it's not just the Alex Jones Show here at the tip of the spear with InfoWars. It's the David Knight Show, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. till 11 when I come on. And then after I go off at 3 p.m., it is the great Owen Schroyer. So you definitely don't want to miss any of these broadcasts. And again, I keep hammering it because it's beyond key. If you don't tell people by word of mouth about NewsWars.com, about InfoWars.com, about your local radio stations and TV stations, no one will do it. You've been doing it. It's making them really angry. We're in a total war. If you don't tell people about LeoZagami.com, he's been deplatformed. He's been arrested. I mean, Leo Zagami, you know, told us who the new pope would be 5 years before, that they'd end up having two popes. That never happened before, that they would start talking about having world government. And all of this, and he's been proven right, and he was in the Air Force. He was even involved in Gladio. And so we'll tell you about Gladio. That was a NATO operation with our government involved, staging hundreds of shootings and bombings against political enemies to blame them with false flags. So I'm not saying this is a false flag, but you have the reporter for Business Insider. You have reporters for Washington Examiner saying they've talked to the police. And they shot a second shooter, but have been told, don't talk about it. Anna Giratelli. And you've got all the witnesses saying the same thing. I'm saying we have a right to question this, with the Gulf of Tonkin getting us into Vietnam. Attacks on ships never happened. I mean, we did have some of our patrol boats fire on our ships. That did happen. But the North Vietnamese didn't do it. We did have no babies in incubators to get in the Iraq war. This is done over and over again. So, Leo Zagami, you've got the floor, my friend, for the rest of the hour here. Then Matt Bracken pops in. Then, of course, the Trends Forecaster, a good friend of mine, also be joining us, Gerald Celente. But folks need to understand that from just a gut level, the way the media is behaving, the way all this stuff doesn't add up, the way they are lying, the way they're blaming everybody, that this is clearly how they're going to try to start their race war. What do you think, Leo Zagami?
Hello, Alex. Well, I was actually involved, like you said, in the last year of Operation Gladio that was finally revealed by an Italian politician called Giulio Andreotti in October of 1990. I was in the Air Force and I was recruited by Operation Gladio mainly to dispose of all the documents that had been, of course, they were compromising documents and also list of members that needed to disappear. So I unfortunately became part part of this operation, and I got to meet some of the key people in this operation, Commandante George Ugo Balestrieri, who then was protected by the U.S. and became a U.S. citizen and involved with the Democratic Party, and he also started to work for this great alliance that has been going on for years between the Sons of Italy and the Democratic Party here in the U.S., which was also connected to Operation Gladio. So watching these terrorists, because we can call them terrorist attacks, that's what they are. I mean, they're not naming them as such, but these people, of course, are being used. They are subliminally being convinced of what they're doing. Most of them don't even know that they're part of a scheme. That is one of the great things that they have been experimented in the CIA mind control quarters for a long time. I think about we have probably 100 years of experimentation on how subliminally be able to recruit people without even them knowing that they have been recruited. And like you said earlier, they are at times connected to the mental health institutions. And myself, I have my father, who was a great psychiatrist, who in the middle of the 70s actually abandoned completely psychiatry because of these kind of things, because he was fed up that psychiatry could be used and manipulated for things that have nothing to do with mental health, but have everything to do with political...
He didn't like the weaponization, because you come from an aristocratic family, which I've been over there and seen for myself in Rome, so it's not like you're part of the Illuminati. You were just pretty much born into that, recruited because of your aristocratic background.
Yeah, people don't know this, but for example, the attempted assassination of John Paul II was done by a Gladio agent. Ali Akça was not an agent of Bulgaria or the Russians. He was an agent of NATO and Gladio. So I even met the guy who handed the pistol for killing the Pope. This guy was called Prince Aliata di Monreale, and he handed the pistol in a Masonic lodge in Sicily. So things are very different from how they appear. And what is happening now is very interesting, and I've been reporting on it on my site, because there is a lot of connections. Like, for example, last week we had this triggering word by one of the aspiring candidates, this dark psychic force mentioned by Marianne Williamson.
And we'll play that next segment, since you mentioned it. Well, what was she invoking there?
Well, this is a trigger word, because once you trigger with these words subliminally, the agents get in action. And Marianne Williamson actually published a tweet between her and the father of the El Paso shooter.
That's right.
So there is a connection there. And both
of them, it's a New Age cult. People think they're getting into the New Age, but really once they get into it, they're being programmed.
Yeah, but they are connected to one of the worst New Age cult leaders of all time, John of God, who was connected also to Oprah Winfrey, and who has been exposed as a child trafficker.
And by the way, they admit that this guy is a follower of John of God.
Yes, and he actually admits it himself in a video which I have published on one of my latest articles, because he actually admits that the followers of John of God inspired him from starting to work with crystals, and he had rented his space to people that were trained directly by John of God. So he admits it on camera. We don't have to make a conspiracy theory about it. We just have to see the evidence.
And again, people don't know how this works. When someone is in psychiatry, he only had a two-year degree, but ran a major psychiatric facility that got Pentagon contracts of PTSD. Then they always have him then set up a side cult to do stuff outside the medical license. He leads cult groups in programming people and removing bad memories with sound therapy. And when you start seeing those key words, you know what you're dealing with.
Well, my father got involved in all that, and that's why he walked out of it. He had his own groups. He was experimenting. Of course, people from the intelligence world wanted to do dirty work that he didn't want to take, he didn't want to operate with. And this guy here, the father of the El Paso shooter, was involved with the Timberland Psychiatric Hospital, which was actually closed last year for safety violations, and treated the patients in a terrible way, because most of the time these people in the outside world, they promote themselves as the great gurus of some new age in life.
Well, stay there. Explain to us when we come back. But the big thing is, what's coming next? Everyone can feel the storm clouds. You ever felt like a heavy air of electricity? You haven't been looking at the weather, but you go outside and there's giant thunderheads. It's that feeling. It's like big thunderheads rolling, lightning, thunder.
Alex.
Yes.
I got a plug for the Patriot points I get.
Oh, thanks.
I got $180 so far this year, and I feel like I'm stealing from you. I buy so much in the store because, I mean, I don't want to give that money to Walmart. I don't want to give that money to people who are going to donate it to causes I don't believe in, so I'd rather give that money to you. And I'm getting quality products. The products that I do receive have changed my life. I mean, the X2 has really done a lot for me. I've lost weight. My brain works a whole lot better. My kids, they use the toothpaste. My son used to get these little sore throats, and he puts X2 in water and drinks it, and it gets rid of his sore throat.
Let me break this down for you. I want high-quality stuff in there. I want a good price. But I've kind of habituated everybody to where everybody buys when it's 50% off. I'm making $2 on the toothpaste 50% off. And so it's the same thing like the fish oil or the turmeric or the bone broth. Thank you so much for the plugs. But listen, when people get the Patriot points, a lot of times it makes things a loss leader because if you're already getting 10% off because you're on auto ship and then we're doing 50% off and then you do something like that where you have Patriot points, we lose money. But that's okay. So thanks for the support.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Shortest draw, my friends. Move from you. What a pleasure. What an honor. It's a mission I want to take on.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, good and evil's never been more clear. The Democrats and liberals all over the world are uncloaking as leftists, left-hand path statements. They're openly saying we're going to pull down God, country, the family. We're going to kill the born, the unborn, the old people. But, oh, people got shot. Give us your guns. We're so sad. It's unbelievable. the cultural rot and evil we're seeing expand everywhere. And they're making their move. And I have this sense of urgency, this sense of I'm upset at myself that there's something I need to do. There's something I need to say to stop this. Because we know more is coming. And we know both these guys were leftist. They were so sloppy, they didn't even cover up their social media when they said, I hate God, I hate Christians, I hate fascists, that means conservatives and Christians, I'm going to kill them, and then it all gets taken down and replaced with fake stuff, and you go to the Wayback Machine and the Google Archive, and it's really them saying, I'm a Satanist, hail Satan, and then we watch them in real time change it. I've now learned on both of them. And how huge is that? How, like, there's now it turns out there's dozens of videos of credible veterans and people saying multiple shooters, men in all black. But this guy comes in with a gun and one banana magazine. And then his dad is involved in all this weird crap. And the first thing I said Saturday was, I'm talking to reporters, I go, check and see if his family or psychiatrist or if he's been in the psychiatric system. Just like this guy that shot up the Baptist church was in an Air Force mental institution, wasn't supposed to own a gun, but was allowed to go buy one. And now, what's the end game goal of this Leo Zagami? And do you have that same earnest, pregnant feeling like I'm not, like something big's about to happen? It's not even a fear or a foreboding. It's like we're already in the thick of the battle, but I'm just like, there's something we're not doing. There's something we're missing here. That's the overriding thing in my gut.
Yeah, the Vatican has basically inspired in the last month or so a lot of his agents to arrange and push for a civil war. They actually openly said that themselves, that in their Catholic publications, they are inviting people to civil disobedience. That's the start of a civil war, of course. So they are secretly moving all their agents towards that project, which is to create complete chaos, and at that point they can install martial law, and of course it's going to be our worst nightmare. But what they are doing before that is even worse. They are activating their sleeping cells, all these Manchurian candidates. People might not believe in this, but there is plenty of evidence that subliminal operations have been conducted on unwilling citizens. So inform yourself better and you will see that we are not conspiracy theorists here. We are just realists. And I'm afraid that this is going to go on, triggering more attacks, and of course their final end is to take all our guns away, because the U.S. is one of the few states in the world, if not the only one, that still has this great possibility for people to embrace a gun and defend yourself, something that the rest of the world doesn't do anymore, because now that kind of thing is done by the police, by the military, by all the mercenaries of the states that of course are prevalently social and that are implementing this left-wing new world order. So when it comes to Gladio, people think that Gladio was only an anti-communist operation. Well, it wasn't. It was much more than that. It was both an anti-communist but also an anti-fascist. It was everything that sabotaged the state, so to make it very weak.
Well, both from my readings of it, anything that was populist that would make the nation-state strong, they would sabotage. It was a sabotage of the nation state.
Well, in fact, there was actually a guy called André Moyen, a former member of the Belgian military, who was involved with Operation Gladio, who said that the states behind networks were not only anti-communist, but they were made for fighting subversion in general. Now, what did they mean with that? Subversion was a very different thing.
That's right. Trump is seen as a subversion to the global order. Populists now are. And so these very same tools that were used against communists and others are now being used against the patriots.
Well, and of course now the whole thing after the end of the Cold War has reversed, because communism and socialism are now being made gradually acceptable by the U.S. public, something that would have been...
Let me bring up this wild card. You know the anti-communists in this country knew about this full paradigm shift, and they created organic stay-behind networks. You could say I'm part of an organic stay-behind network. I was never officially paid. I was never trained. It was just everybody I was around was already aware of the New World Order, the whole system coming. And so basically there are organic groups everywhere preparing and preparing to resist, but also politically fighting. So there's also a third rail, you could say, of true organic stay-behind paramilitary that's not under globalist control. What would you call that?
Yeah, I would call that a true resistance. But then we have Antifa that is now instead the stay behind, is focusing on that kind of operation. How to trigger Antifa against the conservatives and how to diminish the influence of conservative forces in this country. This is their priority. And of course, with all the money that George Soros has invested in this, about $18 billion, well, we have a long way to go.
By the way, you didn't just say that. He used to spend like $5 billion a year trying to topple Europe and the U.S. and Russia. He committed his entire fortune last year, they reported, of 80, what was the number? $86 billion to overthrowing the U.S. I mean, that was the headline. He literally just went all in. Blah! I mean, you can buy a lot of fake stuff for that.
Yeah, you can buy the lives of a lot of people, and I've actually infiltrated years ago the Black Bloc groups that were basically what Antifa has become, and those groups are very easily to both infiltrate, manipulate, and buy, because, I mean, they are, most of them are living with money that comes either from the rich parents or either from the state that gives
them. Well, sure, that's all, exactly. They're all government employees or newspaper people or they're paid by the foundations. But what's coming next? I mean, I can feel it. You agree. You can feel it. You can see it. All these reports coming out saying conspiracy theorists are the terrorists, how they're using QAnon. When people that like Q aren't bad, I'm not saying they're bad, but it uses it because it's secret as a way to set people up.
Yeah, of course, this warning by the FBI means that they might try to restrict our civil liberties and the possibility to even investigate what they are planning behind closed doors. So I don't like this situation and what is leading to. I think that their plan is really to incite a civil war. And this is really detrimental for...
And by the way, Leo, you're not just saying that. We now know this is happening. That's the Rubicon we passed. They intend to remove populists and Trump. They're committed now, and they're really going to try it. And when they finally try to remove Trump and the rest of his support, they're going to shut the internet off. So I think that's why we're all so freaked out. This is it. This is it, folks. They're going to go for it. Right now, they're going to go for it.
And the enemy is actually making themselves known as Satanists because that's their ideology. In the end, Antifa is overlapping with the Satanic Temple for that reason. Their ideology is Satanism. And that's, that means that we are going towards the mark of the beast.
Oh, I went and saw that movie, Hail Satan, where they later admit they're real Satanists and they promote for Antifa in it. It's the same group.
Yeah, and of course we know how popular that movie was within the left wing, the Democrats this year. They love this kind of things, and they love Satanists because, of course, they are all prevalently atheists. They're not necessarily Satanists. They are Satanists without knowing it, because anybody who is an atheist is actually a Satanist, and that's a big problem that we're gonna have in the future. We're gonna end up probably with a war of believers against Satanists.
That's right. Let's talk about that coming war with the Satanists, because it's here. This is a war against Satan. It's God versus the devil. That's all there's ever been, all there will ever be. Stay with us.
Boostar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
So many incredible things are happening. So many dangerous things are unfolding. And at a cellular level, at a spiritual gut level, at the heart of my gut, the heart of my mind, at every level, I can just feel the evil rage of the globalists knowing that their plan for world government and their plan for total censorship and their plan for human-animal clones and sex with children and Satanism is in trouble. It can feel the spirit of Christ coming back into the world. There's going to be a tribulation during this fight, but the devil knows he's going to lose. The devil sends the beast with wrath because he knows his time is short. And I can feel Satan's rage. I know you can feel it. And they are planning a bloody revolution here. They're planning massive censorship across the country and the world. This is a time to be praying to Christ for justice and for freedom, and that God's Spirit come into you and lead God and direct you. But it's also time to be politically and culturally active, and it's time to spread the word about InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and override the AI censors, to override their systems, and to let people know, hey, here's the name that must not be spoken. Here's what the world fears. Here's the guest and the information and the history and the analysis that is the cure to the globalist poison. InfoWars. Strength lies entirely with you and the action you take. You are the InfoWar. You are the resistance. And everything you do now will affect the battle space for billions of lives going into the future. The war has already begun, to quote Patrick Henry. It's an information and spiritual war. The enemy's losing that war, so they want to make it a physical war. So prepare yourselves. You have been warned. Leo, you want to issue any statements about this time we're in?
It's a critical time, and it's not a coincidence that a few days ago, on the 31st of July, a special place went on fire, and it was actually set on fire. It was a place that was used by that infamous magician called Aleister Crowley to evoke those demons that will eventually channel through him.
On Loch Ness. And for those of us that are Christians, we think of him as an idiot, a joke. But I've been around billionaires and globalists. They worship Crowley. They believe he brought the new books, the new way of Satan.
Yes, and we are in the critical days here of the summer, known as the Dog Star Days, connected to Sirius, which have a very big importance for the Satanists. Sirius, for the Satanists, is Set Satan. And so the Boleskine House, that already went on fire in 2015, suddenly goes on fire again, and this time they know it's Larson, but they don't know who is behind it. In the meantime, I have exposed with an article, which is also on InfoWars, .com, that this foundation behind the Boleskine House, this new foundation, had people from the British intelligence community involved in it, like Andrew Curley, and Satanists like Marcin Bartini.
And let's go further. The Jack Parsons, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory that became NASA, all Crowleyites.
And there is a TV series, Alex. Have you seen that TV series, Strange Angel? Because that TV series is for the first time unveiling really what went on. And people, they're not even hiding anymore in Hollywood.
I haven't seen the TV series, but I saw an ad for it where they just admitted that Hollywood was founded by Satanists.
I went on and went through it, and I was astonished. For the first time, they showed the methods of recruitment, the rituals, what went on, and the whole plan. And they're not even hiding it. So, they are coming out in the open, and that means that if they are coming out in the open, soon there is going to be the follow-up which you just talked about, unfortunately.
How bad is it going to get? Because they are, even their lowest level minions are like attacking Trump supporters at events and just screaming and howling like maniacs, like they're being empowered, they believe, by something. They're all empty husk, but for the first time in their lives, this satanic energy is entering them, and they're like undead zombie hordes.
They're trying to get Trump, in a way, in their club. They have attempted already at the last Bilderberg meeting with Pompeo to do that, but they are not, of course, successful up until now. And I hope that Trump will resist the temptation of getting his whole family in the establishment. Him and his family need to stay out of this new world order and this bunch of people that are basically following the devil in his ultimate quest for presenting then the result of all this, which will be the Antichrist. Because let's not forget, the follow-up is also the Antichrist. But we all know that when all these things materialize, we have the good side. The good side is the comeback of Jesus, a new Christianity that will, of course, save all the true believers. So we have a positive thing around the corner, but we have a lot of bad things that are going to be unfortunately happening next.
Leo Zagami, thank you for joining us. LeoZagami.com. God bless you. We look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Thank you, Alex. God bless America.
Folks can find his books there now. I'm going to do a little bit more of the next hour with Matt Bracken, and then we have our next guest taking over, Gerald Celente. But first, I want to play a little four-minute piece we played a month ago of the left celebrating abortion and the death of children. They don't care about dead people at a Walmart. They love death. They love hurting our most innocent. They are the Satanist. They are pure evil. Here's the report.
Our main story tonight concerns breast implants. Some are against them, others believe they're fine in rare cases, and many believe you should be able to get them whenever the f*** you want. Sorry, did I say breast implants? I meant abortions. Tonight's main topic concerns abortion.
Tonight, in honor of America, I'd like to do a salute to abortion in the Brace 10th Annual Salute to Abortion.
Get out of my behind. Get out of my vagina.
It's a woman's body, and she should not be forced to carry anything inside of it. It wouldn't make her keep a tapeworm. That'd have a heartbeat.
So you're comparing a baby to a tapeworm?
A fetus is a parasite, sweetie.
That is not what a fetus looks like, okay? It's just like a cell that's 12 weeks.
You think that it is the white man's duty to fix everybody's problems, right? Because you adopt. How many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
Well, that's what you do to babies, huh?
Yeah. I love it.
You love it, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I hope that you come to Christ, sir.
Oh, I never go to Christ.
I hope that you come to Christ,
no,
sir.
No, I don't go to Christ.
A fertilized egg is a human being.
Yeah.
A fertilized egg is a human being.
You're a pig.
Because I don't want
to
come baby.
Oh, you kill them. You let them live so they can starve to death.
Why'd you spit at us?
I don't agree with you.
No uterus, no right to talk about it. Understand me, motherfucker?
In the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother just prior to the birth of the baby. Now, you can say that that's okay, and Hillary can say that that's okay, but it's not okay with me.
Well, that is not what happens in these cases, and using that kind of scare rhetoric is just terribly unfortunate.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo lit up the One World Trade Center spire in pink to celebrate his radical expansion of abortion in New York. State lawmakers approved a law permitting abortion in the state for any reason until the 24th week of pregnancy and then up until birth.
If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother.
Are you for third trimester abortions?
My answer to you is that that should be a decision that the woman makes.
There's scientific consensus that the lives of children are going to be very difficult. Is it okay to still have children?
How do you justify the decision to allow Planned Parenthood to rent in this city for free?
Next speaker.
There's a new video out on Infowars.com of two partial birth abortion, 8.5-month-old babies. And it makes you want to kill people. I'm just being honest with you right now. My guts, my spirit sees a baby who got killed and its brain sucked out by some asshole. And then they make a joke out of it. These are abortion doctors with third trimester babies that were about to be born. Defiling them, making jokes about them. They're having a fight.
They're playing with dead babies in a little medical pan, and it was pretty shocking, gruesome stuff to see, and just a total lack of regard for humanity.
It's just absolutely amazing. We're going to have Abby Johnson. I'm sorry.
God bless abortions, and God bless America!
Don't knock it till you try it. And when you do try it, really knock it. You know, you got to get that baby out of there.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.